usually after a long break, so you have to re... Okay, the lines seem to be perking up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
And how are you, sir?
I am fine, and you?
I want to wish you well. I know you just came back from holiday, so you are in a refreshed state.
It was a bit of both, sir. I had to do some medical work as well. But, I am hopefully in good shape.
Oh, you sound so. Well, I wanted to say, in connection with the issue concerning the press conference, that it would appear, using David's words, that David Ellis, I mean, that the term investigative journalism appears to be a lost art in Barbados. Because I could not imagine myself coming into Starcom Network and asking to speak to the director of news and repeating what was said, and he published it. And it really is something else. It appears that investigative journalism has become a lost art. But that's not what I want to call you to speak about. I wanted to talk about the road tax, and I was quite interested in the debate that you had with the taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And taxi drivers need to understand that we car owners don't have the privileges like them. I have friends who are taxi drivers, and every 5 years or 10 years, whatever, when the duty-free concessions on the car are due, they go and bring out some nice rides. And they have the privilege as well of using that car for commercial purposes. So they benefit both ways. They get it at a reduced price, and then they can use it all year to make money. But what I like about the policy that the political party has exposed about the introduction of road tax, shifting the road tax to the fuel,
mm-hmm.
is that it will give individuals, some who struggle to pay their road tax, because there are many individuals on our roads today, some of them don't have road tax. Sometimes you see people involved in an accident and they speed away.
So not only that, the dangerous thing that I've noticed in two cases that I know,
yeah.
is that the sticker that they have on the car,
yeah.
is not even for the car that they're driving.
But that's it.
So you look at the sticker and it says Toyota Corolla,
yeah.
and you're looking at, I don't know,
yeah.
or Ignis or something, that ain't even Toyota at all. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that the issue that most people are having with it is they don't seem to understand the part that the licensing authority will play or continue to play in the whole process. And I do not know if a very small minimal fee, say like $20 for cars, $25 for Jeeps, $50 for trucks, will be charged, because the marriage between the owner of the vehicle and the licensing authority must continue.
I said to a caller earlier, I don't know if you heard it, so I'll repeat it. I
yeah.
said to him, it is possible, for example, to move that responsibility to the insurance coverage, so that when you pay your insurance on your car, they
okay.
issue you with a license number plate that you pay for.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you're insuring M32, when you pay for the insurance in M32, you get
yeah.
a license plate that says M32 2018. So you know
yeah.
your insurance is paid for 2018, and
yeah.
whatever you pay is for the price of the license plate. So that
yeah.
should also remove the issue of people driving wrong with numbers that are not theirs.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, because the other thing is this. It is also possible, I think it was Prime Minister Arthur who at one point said he put a secret tax on the gasoline to pay for culture. I think,
yeah.
right, to give the NCF. It's possible also to say a percentage of what you pay for gasoline will be used as a road tax, as opposed to saying you will pay 20 cents more, 30 cents more for gasoline.
Yes.
It's possible to use a percentage as well. So
I
there
guess,
are various
yeah.
ways in which it could be implemented.
Yes. I could see two people using the roads more efficiently.
Well, staying off when they ain't got nothing to do, yes. But, you know,
yeah,
there are people who like driving for leisure and pleasure. I can't take that away from them.
I can also see people cutting down on the amount, on how fast they drive.
Well, that too. Or the size of the car they use.
Exactly.
3,000 cc's burn more gas. air conditioned than a 1400 cc engine.
Yeah, well, if I was asked to buy like a little plane, if the licensing authority if government is going to allow the licensing authority to maintain control of the registration of vehicles and license plates, et cetera, et cetera, I would not have a problem if a minimal fee of maybe a $20.
I got you. Yeah, I remember on the depending on what car it is. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I will wait to hear how they will explain it because it was just dropped. But there is a lot of discussion regarding as to the part
as with that the licensing
authority will play.
As with everything else in this or any other country, implementation is going to be key and crucial.
Yeah.
And collection. We have a problem in this country of introducing taxes, levies, and various other things, and then either not getting what we thought we would get because there's something wrong with the collection process or something goes wrong. Too many people are said to have owed this, owed that, not paying this, not paying that. You know, that is a problem.
But I think in going forward, that's a good point that you mentioned. In going forward, we must be more responsible as citizens to ensure that the government is paid the taxes that are due to it. And on the other hand, the government must be responsible to see that when taxes are owed to the citizens,
the
relationship has broken down badly.
Sir, I am behind you. Sir, you see, and the thing is this, and this is what worries me. Honestly, as a taxpaying citizen of this country, this is what worries me.
Yeah.
Bajans are honest people in general.
Yes.
So you find that a new tax is introduced, the solid waste tax, land tax. You see people lining up outside the treasury, the offices to pay.
To pay.
Yeah. And then a month after you hear, well, the tax waived for this person because this implementation working and nobody has sent back your check.
Exactly.
Nobody has said the $300 you pay here, look it back.
Yeah.
You know, because if they do that, then the next time they put on 600 or they tell me I got to pay 150, I'll say, well, at least I get back my 300. Let me give them the 150.
Exactly.
But so this relationship, yes, it break down. In right down parlance, it break down.
Yeah.
Serious.
I could see a lot of benefits coming for persons who have hired cars as well.
Yeah.
You know, people in that industry. I think it's a very beneficial tax, and it is a political masterstroke, and I will leave you at that.
All right, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
You're well. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I on?
You are.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, mm-hmm. I'm calling to find out. During this season, as we call it, silly season, mm-hmm. I've heard some very good ideas being put forward by some of the political parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I am wondering if there is some way where these ideas can be put together and utilized for the benefit of this country.
I agree with you, ma'am. I've heard some very good suggestions. Once they're properly implemented and supported, I think they could work. And they've come from all sorts of sources. Not necessarily just the established political parties or the politicians. That's why this company, that's why David pushed to set up the People's Manifesto, because there were some things in there that people said on air that made a lot of sense. Made a lot of sense. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would like these ideas be put together and used for the benefit of this country. And I hope that there is a way that they can be utilized. My second point is this.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people talk about how can we do this and how can we do that and how can we do the next.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know that if you give three different persons, say $100,000, and ask them to spend it either running a house or running a business, that they will all operate differently?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said to someone once, and they got vexed with me for saying so, we were talking about land distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, if all the land in Barbados was taken up today and redistributed to everybody, somebody can get Jack in the Box Gully.
Yeah.
And somebody can get the Bay Street Esplanade. Mm-hmm. The man with the Jack in the Box Gully can ask, what you going to do with this gully? The man with Bay Street Esplanade can say, man, I can't put nothing here, so. And somebody can come along and buy it. And then I can have to pay to go to Jack in the Box Gully and go, wait, I get man this for free and look at this.
Yeah.
That is life. That's life. Yep.
He'd be making millions out of it.
Yeah.
And they say that to say this. According to how the priorities and the needs lie, they will either succeed or fail. Mm-hmm. And with the Democrat Labor Party,
we're going to get into some areas. Those two words are going to thrust deep, deep, deep into the bamboo. So we had a good conversation up until then. And, you know, I am happy that you made your point the way you did. I got someone who's trying to reach us. He says he's a taxi driver. Our lines are free at the moment. At least we have, let me see, we got a couple of lines free. So if you, yeah, we got at least three lines free. So if you call now 434-1790, Kevin can answer you. And if you tell him you're on a cell, we will try to see if we can get you in to add your 2 cents less NSRL and VAT. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Is this Dennis?
It is.
Hi, good. I'm a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm listening to the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And for the previous caller who spoke on the taxi drivers, I just want to let him know that driving a taxi is not a luxury, right?
I won't disagree with that. It's a tough job.
Okay. So we pay $500 a year for road tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
$250 for your permit fees. But we have to pay three times
per year. Mm-hmm.
We have to pay almost three times or two and a half times the amount in insurance as your regular vehicle. All right, let me explain something to you. When I changed my vehicle 2.5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
the value was $188,000. I got it duty-free for $90,000, but I still had to insure it.
At the 180?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And my insurance, searching around, I eventually got it for just under $10,000.
Per year?
Yeah.
Okay.
But obviously, everything depreciates over a period of time.
Gotcha.
So with depreciation, it means that the insurance will drop over a period of time.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. The previous, one of the earlier callers also spoke about the price of the, he liked the fact that you may take the road tax off and put it on gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
That's all well and fine for people who work in an office, who is a teacher or a nurse, who will go to work on mornings, car park for 8 hours, and you have nothing else to do but to drive home on evenings. But for someone who's going to be on the road all through the day, that will become a problem. When I did my taxes last tax year, I spent between $13,000 and $15,000 in diesel. So if you average $50 a day, okay, at 6 days a week, okay, and some days, depending on how busy you are, you might fill up twice. You might put in $100 some days.
Okay, let me ask two questions. One, isn't the price that you pay for fuel and the maintenance of your car, does it not affect how much you charge your customers? So in other words, if you have an increase in the cost of the operations, do you pass it on to the people who use your service?
We cannot.
Because?
Or we should not.
Oh,
we work by a tariff,
right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the tariff comes from the Ministry of Transport.
Is it monitored to the point where if I go to the airport and say I want to go to Elim Park or I want to go to St. Lucie, depending on where I want to go and who it is I speak to, whether or not they're part of an association, they could be charged a different fee?
Yeah. If you come from the airport,
mm-hmm.
the airport has a tariff.
A tariff. I know that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take one of the guys who plug the trade just outside the airport,
mm-hmm.
you could pay more or you could pay less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an exact science.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you may have a price from, let's say, the airport to Chancery Lane. Okay? But if you want to leave Chancery Lane and go to St. George Parish Church, you have to average that price. There's no set price for that. So you can't have a tariff for all the destinations in Barbados.
I understand.
So sometimes the taxi driver uses better judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not robbing the customer, but in the process also
getting
not being robbed.
Got you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now,
so,
the second thing though is this: what if the amount applied for a road tax is a percentage of the existing price? So in other words, if the price at the pump is $3 a liter,
mm-hmm.
30 cents of that goes to road tax. Would that affect your operation in any way?
No,
as opposed to putting an additional 30 cents on the $3, saying 30 cents from the $3 will go towards road tax.
Right. No, if it is at the current and existing price,
mm-hmm.
that is fine.
Good.
But if at the existing price and then you have to add the tax on top of that, that could create a problem. That would become burdensome.
Well, fair enough, which is why I'm said to the previous caller, in all things, what I look at is how it is applied. Because I have heard during budget debates and various things, taxes being applied and then taxes being introduced and the way it is applied then becomes an issue.
Yeah. Well, I think that
cell phones, for example, is one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Remember there was a tax introduced on cell phones. And then it couldn't. It couldn't be implemented because they couldn't figure out what you would do with a $10 phone card or a $20 phone card. And then it became that a $10 phone card doesn't really give you $10; it gives you less the tax. And we had all these bundling of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just finally, mm-hmm. I just want to say to anyone who thinks that a taxi driver driving a nice car, is a luxury. No, it's not.
Yep.
If you are a tourist destination, mm-hmm. or even you, and you travel somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to take a taxi, and you see a guy, with cut-off jeans and, looking kind of dread,
mm-hmm.
or you see a guy with a nice tie and a nice vehicle, knowing the kind of person you are, which one would you gravitate to? Depending on if you're there on legitimate business, because you might be looking for a taxi guy to take you around. Okay, that he will fit right in with your profile and whatever it is that you set about to do. Are you going to choose the guy that looks a little razzy, or are you going to choose the guy that looks like he's ready for business?
So, listen, this, I agree with you. People look at people and assume all sorts of things, right?
Of course.
And the reason why people keep their vehicles in a certain way and dress a certain way is for appeal. It's the same reason why stores paint and, put attractive ladies out front. If you're working in a bar to bring you in and keep you, focused on the lady and not the price of the beer.
That is the reason why I disagree with any taxi driver who wants to charge an additional fee for using
air conditioning. For turning on the air conditioning.
Because, remember that not every taxi driver has his own taxi.
That's correct.
So the guys that are out there leasing right now, that will be even more burdensome on them because they have to find the owner's money. Along with an additional cost of paying, because even though when you're leasing, you have to put gas in the vehicle pretty much every day.
But let me come back to this question of the operations of taxi services and how you go about it, because the other side of this coin is this: there are people, unfortunately, who exploit every opportunity that is given to legitimate businesses in Barbados. And they end up causing, grief. Let me say what I'm talking about. Are you aware that there are vehicles in Barbados that carry registrations that say they are taxis?
Mm-hmm.
They carry the designation of a taxi,
mm-hmm.
and they have never been used as a taxi anywhere
never.
In Barbados?
Never.
And they enjoy the concessions
of
that
course.
You guys who do this for a living actually have to do. And therefore, if you have people who abuse the system in that way, if you have people who drive around, and it happened to me once at the airport, so this is an actual experience, where I got out in the arrival hall, taxi driver came up to me and said, "Yes, sir, this is my car right here." Put my bags in the car, family in the back seat, got in the front seat, said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Eland Park." And he said, "I ain't doing any short drops, get out." Now, when you have that type of person, let's presume that I wasn't a citizen or resident and I came from overseas. You see the kind of impression that you give your entire service because of one person who decides to be less than hospitable?
Agreed.
And that's where, you know, it becomes necessary for organizations and people who work in the system to be honest upfront and to bring the public information that they can say, okay, I see how this is being abused. I see how it is affecting, and let's work with them as opposed to this us versus them thing that we have in the public transportation system in Barbados. ZRs, taxis, whatever it is. It is a problem because I know guys who work in your business, sir, who are honest, reputable, hardworking people. I know them. I know
all
some
right.
of
it's,
them,
it's
and
not
I know
a,
how they work.
It's not a perfect system, Dennis.
Right? I know. There ain't no perfect system in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
There ain't no perfect system in the world.
You will have unscrupulous people who will do whatever it is to get by and survive. So mm-hmm. I always say it is too easy in Barbados to become a taxi driver.
And that's why I'm glad you pointed out the discrepancy in the insurance.
You want to apply for a Hackney license, mm-hmm. you go and get a taxi to drive, and all of a sudden you are a taxi driver and you are driving people from all standings, from all over the world. And sometimes people can't communicate, okay?
Yeah.
It's too easy. No, I'm not saying that. No, I've never had any formal training.
Right.
But because of the type of work that I've done over the years, right. I understand service. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that is what works for me. All right? Service.
Fair
presentation,
enough.
That's me. Mm-hmm. All right? And so, therefore, whenever a person gets into my vehicle, I see myself as an ambassador. All right? Yes, you want to make a living, you want to make a dollar, but you mm-hmm. also have to sell your country. You must be articulate. You must know your history.
Yeah.
Okay? Just driving around, and a person asks you, because some people come here armed with information.
Oh,
okay?
More information than you.
Exactly. But they want it because they can Google stuff and have certain bits of information, but mm-hmm. Google does not tell you everything. So then you need to expand on it.
Fair
okay?
enough.
And, of course, you can't talk Bajan to the people.
You communicate in them in the language they would understand. So, look, in Bermuda, they actually have tests for taxi drivers, and depending on where you are in the system, you can't take people on island tours. You could only drive them to the city and things like that. I don't want us to get there, but, you know, happens. Thank you for your contributions. I'm really happy about the part you mentioned about the discrepancy in insurance, because that was one that I wasn't aware of. I like finding out things from this program. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Brastacks. Brastacks, good afternoon. Hello?
I was listening just now on the radio, and I heard you mention something that I think should clarify.
Cheers.
Okay, I'm also a taxi driver working at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are not in contact with the guests who are arriving. We have dispatchers at the airport, which the guest goes to the dispatcher. Tell the dispatchers where they want
sir,
to go.
Sir, hold on. This was a while ago before you had that, okay? What I talked about is something that happened some years ago, late at night, when a flight did not take off. I know the system that operates at the airport. I'm just telling you what happened. That happened to me. That's why I said it was something I experienced. I did
right,
not no. say it is something that happens to everybody.
Okay. I want to say that I also have an illegal taxi driver there who we refer to as snatchers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that too. I know that too, sir. And pirate and snatch
right.
people from and carry them across. I know that. So let me say, I know taxi drivers. I said so. As a matter of fact, when I raised a ruckus with the person, because I did. I embarrassed my family. I did. A taxi driver who was a member of the organization who worked at a hotel I worked at came up to me and said, let me carry you home, D. Come. Okay? And he diffused the situation. And the point I was making to the gentleman was that, unfortunately, things like that tar the good ones with the bad brush. That's the point I was trying to get across. Not that taxi drivers misbehave. I understand your clarification, sir. And I'm trying to, you know, not let it go too far. Mm-hmm. No problem. I know how the system works. Oh, it should work. Brastacks, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson, keep doing long. because I was here over an hour now. But tell me something, right? I want the Beijing public to go online if they cannot get the Party manifesto and read it. 99% in their manifesto from St. John to St. Lucie, they repair roads and build houses in their constituency only. So I want people in Barbados to read the manifesto and see that.
Okay, sir.
My second point, going fast, I would like to know when income tax will be paid, before or after the election. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, sir. Income tax refunds. Brass Tax, good afternoon. Hello? 434-1790, Brass Tax, good afternoon.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm reading here from the Nation, today's Nation, on page 19. A report by Roxanne Gibbs on the Democratic Labour Party
meeting.
Mm-hmm. Where she says, it was noticeable that after six speakers and almost 4 hours, there was little discussion from the platform on how the DLP had enhanced the lives of Barbadians over the past 10 years or how it planned to do so if re-elected. And supporters seem not to care about the Dems' performance over the past 10 years or what they had, or that they had not yet received a manifesto. And later down, they talk about the Prime Minister, talked about Mayor Motley, referring to the leader of the BLP. After 14 years in public office, what does she have to show? What are her successes? I would say, what about him? As being, what are his successes? What does he have to show? That's all I'm going to say. And this, I'm the first-time caller, and the silent watchers and listeners.
Okay, ma'am. I thank you for your contribution, and welcome to the Brass Tax family. Brass Tax, good afternoon. We're going until 1:30. Hello.
Just calling to let you know I've received my income taxes, and a number of people that I know has also received theirs, so just letting them know that.
Okay, so you got your income tax return. Okay.
2014.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Did you get interest on it, if you don't mind me asking?
No, but when I called and asked about that, they said to me that I have to apply for that.
That you have to apply for it. Has the time for you to apply for it passed yet or not? No, that's, listen, you're supposed to apply within a certain time, don't you?
I don't know, but I think,
well, as far as I know, unless,
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I'll have to find out that.
Good. If you find out, let me know too.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay. Person says, attention, Dennis Johnson. In relation to taxi drivers and commercial drivers, tax clearances and NAS clearances is a yearly requirement, especially when getting a duty-free concession. So having the tax attached to the gas would not affect in a negative way, because registered as a small business, you can reclaim it through your income tax. Thank you for the information. You see, that's what I like about the program. People send these snippets and it enhances what we know. Knowledge is good. Brass Tax, good afternoon.
Yes, Dennis, and on more on that tax, I gather that what the Labour Party is trying to do is, I don't think it's anything, anything new or unique. I think all they're doing is, I think, as you know very well, from time to time, the government introduces have introduced excise tax and all different types of tax through fuel. And what happens, you go to the gas pump, you pump the gas, and because it's controlled, gas prices are controlled by the government, what happens? You go to the gas pump, you pay a warm price. I don't think that they're trying to say that because
I bring a lawnmower and a thing, I'm not going to pay the whatever tax it is.
Correct.
Yeah, which is, you see, and this is why how our fuel prices are controlled, who controls the import and export and pricing of petroleum products becomes crucial, because people are asking what would happen to people with electric cars, what can happen to people with lawnmowers, what can happen to people with... I think one of the things that was said about VAT was that the more complex you make a tax, the more difficult it is to regulate and govern, and I suppose is the word I'm looking for. So once you start giving exemptions, the management of the tax becomes so burdensome that, you know, it's difficult to maintain or to get what you want from it. So,
and that's the other part of it. I mean, people complain about having to go up to the Pine or Oystens or Whole Town to stand in line for 2 hours, etc. I mean, if you're going to eliminate that, I think that doesn't help productivity, which we all say we want. So that's another part of it, and that's one less aspect of, again, having to deal with that. And surely that will help in terms of doing business easier in Barbados, don't you think?
Well, what I think it will do, what I support it in, is that it will remove the criminalizing of people, because there are people who driving without road tax. We know that. It will bring them into the net. And two, the police stopping them to check for road tax and, you know, people giving the wrong name and all the other things that go along with it. So one of the challenges I've had about the stopping and the checking for road tax is this. People who don't have their licenses and their insurance and their road tax with them, they're allowed to drive off. I don't see them getting out and catching the bus. So here's a car that you've stopped because the road tax not paid, and he continues to drive on the road.
That's right.
Yeah. So administration, implementation, and how it works is going to be key in this, sir. Let me thank you for your contributions on this, the Wednesday edition of Dr. Brass Tax. Thanks for making producer Graham Vaughan's job not as difficult as it could be. And thank you, Kevin Hines, for taking care of the telephonic side of things. On behalf of the all-male cast today, I'm Dennis Johnson. Have a good afternoon and a good rest of the week.